Blog Talk Radio.
Radio show. This is Bill. Tonight's show is about natural healing. If you'd like to give us a call on the Skype number, 347-215-8421. That's 347-215-8421. If there's anything you'd like to share with us about natural healing or any supernatural topics, anything spiritual you'd like to share with us, then please give us a call. Sit back, open your minds, and please enjoy the show.
Still coming up.
It's Tuesday, and welcome to the Broken Earth Radio Show. This is Nunu, and I am a nervous wreck.
You are?
Yeah, I'm a nervous wreck.
Why?
Just have had a really, excuse me, just a loud day.
Well, then, you know, nothing like a good way to relax, like going live on the air in front of millions of people.
You really think you're funny, don't you?
I know. I know I'm funny.
I really resent that smile that you have on your face right now. Well, at least one of us is in a great mood.
Well, you know what I've noticed this week? I kind of noticed it a little bit in myself, but a lot of people just can't be bothered, you know? It's like everybody's winding down for Christmas, you know? Don't think anybody wants to be working. They just want to enjoy the, you know, the festivities because it's getting into that time of year. Looking forward to Christmas this year, but I've, you know, come across, you know, quite a few people, you know, this week, yesterday, and today, who just haven't got, they didn't seem to have much energy, and they're just, you know.
Yeah.
I don't blame them. I mean, I'd rather be, you know, sitting under the Christmas tree drinking some lemonade.
Sitting under it?
Yeah. No, our cat used to do that. Miss our cat. Tommy used to sit under the Christmas tree. And there used to be this, we used to have like this little Santa Claus on his swing hanging off the tree.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to be hanging down, and he always used to tap it with his paw, but really, really gently. And just play with it, you know, he wouldn't be rough with it. He used to, as soon as the tree was up, he'd sat under it. And me and my sister, when we were young, we always had this smell of, like, the Christmas tree. He used to remind us of Christmas every year. It wasn't the same without this tree being up, because you could smell the smell of, you know, Christmas from this tree. Mm-hmm. It's an artificial one. And it wasn't until a few years, you know, later that Mum and Dad said, oh, that smell from the Christmas tree. What happened was a starling, a dead bird, had died up there, and the smell of it had seeped into the tree. So ever since then, you know, I associate the smell of Christmas, for me, is the smell of a dead bird.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, I remember I have a really, really, really bad reaction to pine. Real pine.
To what, sorry?
Real pine.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah.
Like you know, like the real, like,
yeah,
the real trees.
Uh-huh.
And I remember one year, it was just horrible. It was so horrible. And then the trees, when you put your trees out, people would come and pick them up, and they would, you know, put them through the wood chipper, and they would lay them on the path around the trail of the park that was like it goes around the lake. And so I was walking around the lake every day, and they had the stuff laid out, and I'm walking, and I'm grooving, and I'm like, yeah, I'm doing it, I'm moving. And all of a sudden, my lungs started filling up, and I started getting all dizzy, and I was, like, midway, and I, like, passed out.
Oh, dear.
I know. But my lungs were completely full of all that stuff, you know what I mean, all the spores and whatever. It was awful. And somebody found me, and I had to finish the trail because I was right smack in the middle of it, so it was awful. It was awful, but yeah, so real trees and me just really don't get along too well.
Sounds
we
like
don't
a
get
pine
along.
In the ass.
Oh, no. And plus, you know, we got somebody working on the roof, and it's all loud, and it's just been making me feel like nervous wreck, all the banging.
It's like, if you hear anybody knocking, you know, it's not somebody trying to get in. Let me out the basement.
It's somebody trying to come through the roof. And it's just, I mean, I've just been a nervous wreck from all this noise all day. So I'm trying to relax and I'm trying to be good. But, you know, today's topic is about traditional medicinals, traditional medicines, you know, natural living, natural healing.
Alternative medicine,
which is traditional medicine.
Yes, but we must, you know, say that we don't condone, say, what? Making up words. Let me start again. Let me just say this. we're not saying, you know, use these instead, you know. Don't go see the doctor, you know. You know, everybody knows when they got to do what they got to do.
Well, we always have to tell people, because when I worked at Wild Oats, I used to always have to tell people, remember, you have to make sure what you do is okay with your doctor. And also we have to remember that a lot of times natural things are preventative. They're not cures all the time. So we always have to be very thorough and make sure that we point those things out. But, you know, one of the things I wanted to talk about today was just, you know, the medicinal practical uses of garlic. And I know a lot of people know this stuff already, but some people don't. You know, there's an old, like, wives' tale, country wives' tale about if you eat a clove, not a whole bulb, but a clove of garlic every day, just pop it in your mouth and chew it up. It keeps you from getting sick because, you know, garlic is a natural antibacterial and it's also antifungal, which is something that you don't usually find because it's good for both. Because illnesses are a lot of times caused by fungus or by bacteria. What? And so, what were you going to say?
Sorry. I was just saying, well, you know, earlier in the year when I had the ear infection.
Right.
It was, you know, it was horrible. And the worst thing was I was doing karate with two ear infections. That was disorienting. But during that time, I shoved some garlic in my ear, like a clove of garlic, like cut a chunk out.
Right.
And wrap it in a bit of tissue, shove it in my ear. And I thought, this is really weird.
You know,
somebody having a joke, this April Fool's joke online that I've been reading it. But I put it in there, and it did ease up a bit, but I think that's because the itching took over from the pain, you know. It was just, we should have this competition somewhere, like, so you can keep the piece of garlic in their ear the longest, because I was sitting here, like, nearly sweating from letting it be in my ear, because it was just, it felt quite uncomfortable, but it did help my ear a bit. You know, it did help the pain disappear for a while. You know, it did improve after that.
Right, right.
But the burning took away the pain.
Well, you know, one of the things that I strive to do daily is to have my piece of garlic and my apple and my yogurt in the morning.
Yeah, I take those. See, I don't eat the... Because I'm face-to-face with people. I don't really want to be eating a lump of garlic in the morning. Sorry,
do you notice it on? Do you notice it on me? Do you notice the heavy garlic funk?
I don't think I did, you know. maybe a little bit, but I take the garlic capsules, like the supplement things that are already, you know. But I do like a lot of garlic on my food, but I've got to make sure that I haven't got any plans for the next day so I can stay in at home. So, you know.
I don't even notice it. I just don't even notice.
Well, I know the people, you know, who both, if they both have somebody, there's a people and they both have it, they're not going to notice. But if one person does, you know.
And I got the garlic. I got the odorless garlic, and I just don't feel like it works as well. I don't know. I just like my garlic. I just
odorless
garlic.
The
garlic little thingy. A little garlic. Odorless garlic
capsules.
Peels or capsules.
Oh yeah, right, I've got
Yeah. I just don't really like them as much, but you know. And cinnamon is good. Cinnamon is really good to help you, you know, it helps with fat. So cinnamon is also a natural astringent. So it's just, you know, do, you know, read up on it. But, you know, we'll be talking about it during the show. We do have, we had a caller in queue, but they...
I'll go because of my bad joke.
Probably, because it stinks. And we have some people in the chat room. Lillian's here. Hi, Lillian. And Guest 5090. Guest 5090's in here. So, you know, we
sounds
do
a bit
have...
Like, a bit like Joe 90.
Joe 90. But there's other things we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about foods that make us feel good, like foods that literally make us feel better. Like everyone knows the chocolate makes you feel like you're loved. And, you know, there's other foods that make you feel great. So, you know, and these are good things to probably, you know, put into the meals that you prepare for your loved ones so that everybody's happy and feeling wonderful, et cetera, et cetera. And I was also on Facebook, somebody had posted something about onions, but it's interesting because the same way he posted stuff about onions, somebody else posted something on my wall basically saying that the stuff about the onions weren't true. But I'm going to tell you, from what I know about onions, because one of the things that I do, because I don't have health insurance, is I do use a lot of onions and a lot of garlic, and I've never really liked saving onions, a lot of people, you know, one of the old wives' tales is to not save and use old onions, even if you're refrigerating it, because it attracts bacteria so quickly. So anyway, but, you know, when I'm sick... What were you going to say?
Sorry.
I was going to say when I'm ill, I do like to make a little concoction of garlic and onions and cook it up and you know, use a little, use some sea salt and, you know, I'll just drink it and drink it and drink it and drink it and drink it, you know, because that's something that, you know, it makes me feel better. But there's, you know, some people believe that onions help fight the flu. Some people don't. I think it may depend on the person.
I think it comes down to some of the things we can mention. But some of them we've experienced for ourselves. Nobody, you know, people have got first-hand experience with these things. I know a good tip for when you're cutting onions to stop you crying is to stick a wooden spoon in your mouth. Allegedly, from what I've heard. Have you heard of that?
No.
Right, if you hold a wooden spoon in your mouth, I don't know, it must do something to the what would you call it, onion fumes? I don't know, but it stops you from, or reduces the effects of getting, you know, making
right.
teary-eyed. Another thing is...
Hold on just a second real quickly, and I'm sorry to interrupt you, but Lillian, you may want to change your font because it looks like it's space writing to me. You may want to use a regular font.
What writing?
It just, whatever Lillian typed into the chat room,
yeah,
it looks like it's space writing. It just looks like thing, symbol.
Oh, no, it looks all right to me.
Oh, it does? Oh, well.
Yes, it says sage is a good cleansing agent to put in food.
Yeah.
I was going to say that another thing is that you shouldn't shove bananas inside your fridge. Because I think it does something with the sugar or something. And in turn, if you take it out of the fridge and eat it, it's not good for you. I should have really looked into that before I just started babbling on about bananas.
Yeah.
Really, shouldn't I?
Well, you can look it up. You can look it up on a break to make sure.
Let me get my encyclopedia out.
Yes, I have all my encyclopedias lined up. Year after year after year of encyclopedias.
It is cold.
I remember getting those. Yeah, it is. But I remember getting encyclopedias, and they were good until, like they actually had expiration dates on them.
What history? History's got expiration dates on it. Well, you know, I mean, one of the things I found difficult... Because, you know, sometimes I wouldn't do quite as well in school as other people with my grades because pretty much every kid in school had the internet. But we as a family didn't. We just had encyclopedias. So if we had to go and find out some information, like you need to find out this, I had to look through books to find it, like you probably did as well. And write up. But people, other classmates, would just be able to look for something very specific or just copy stuff off the internet straight away. But in books, it may not be as, updated as other things. So that was a pain because we weren't as privileged as the other kids. That's
Well,
the other
growing
one
up
for
on a
you.
commune, we grew up in a commune and we just really, we didn't even really have books. I'm just kidding.
Have to go and talk to relatives.
We had to ask people's opinions about our
Yeah.
lessons. So what do you think? And it was very paranoid and very opinionated, but we learned.
Very good. What I was going to say was it's very very cold at the moment, and I noticed that outside the frost is that thick at the moment. It looks like snow.
Wow. It's like -4 degrees.
Yeah, supposed to be getting colder. I heard somebody say -15 or something. I don't know. People say sometimes it's too cold to snow.
Yeah.
But what about the Antarctica? The Ant.
It doesn't always snow.
But when it does, it's pretty damn cold.
Says you. No,
What?
it is.
No, that's what the Emperor Penguins told me.
Oh my goodness, I love watching those penguins and their
Happy
little
feet?
unhappy feet.
Unhappy feet.
Masayapa. That's happy feet in Filipino. Okay, never mind. Anyway, so if anybody wants to give us a call, remember our number today. Well, our number every day is 347-215-8421. This is the Broken Earth Radio Show, and our topic is about traditional medicines, natural medicines, natural living, just alternative medicine from what is, commercial, that sort of thing. And if anybody has anything they want to talk about to share, or if anybody wants to just, wants to call in for a reading, a quick sample reading, we're here for you. Our lines are open. And we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk some more. And we're also going to do, at the mid-hour, which is in about how many minutes?
The
30.
mid-hour?
I don't
That's
mean
5 minutes away.
mid-hour. I don't mean mid-hour. I mean,
On the hour.
on the hour, in the middle of the show.
At 100% of the hour, when it reaches 100%, this is the time. When the big hand's pointing up. That's when we'll do our little segment of meditation.
Yeah. And right now I want to listen to a song. I want to pick my mood up. I want to get pumped up, so.
I have the tiger.
Rising up. Okay, everybody, we'll be right back. This is the Broken Earth Radio Show.
Hi, my name is Aaron, and for the past 3 years, my trusted guide and friend, Nunu, has helped me along the journey of change and growth. Her sincerity and clear insights have brought new understandings and developments to my life. I am proud to know her, to be her client, and to have her support in my life. Thank you, Nunu.
Broken Earth Radio. Hello, everybody. Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay. This is Nunu on Broken Earth Radio Show. And today's topic is natural living, natural healing, that sort of thing. If anybody wants to give us a call, our lines are open. The number is 347-215-8421. And we're here to talk about the topic. We're here to, if anybody has any, real quick question to ask, if anybody has anything they want to share, we're here to listen. But right now, we're here to listen to Bill.
Oh, yeah? Well, hello. Well, I want to talk about natural living, natural medicines. What I normally buy on a weekly basis is fresh ginger. You know, snap off what you want, take it home. Obviously, you got to pay for it, you know. At the supermarkets, you normally have, all the fresh veg and fruit and stuff. And fresh gingers, I make tea out of it. So if you get the root, you can just cut some thin slices and put some boiling water on them. Stir it up, give it a few minutes, like you would with a tea bag, and drink it up. You can have it as strong as you want. And I noticed it helps with, if you've got indigestion, if you've got a bad stomach, it can help. There are other benefits as well, like it reduces inflammation of the joints and that, from what I've read. I've not experienced that myself, so I can't give you first-hand experience, but I can tell you some of the things that it does. If you've got a cold and a cough, it's supposed to be good for you. It's good in loosening up the phlegm and expanding your lungs, so you can recover quicker from a cold and get that off your chest. It also has been said to encourage normal blood circulation. And it can prevent chills, fever, and excessive sweating. Well, the thing is, though, if it prevents those things, but that's a natural thing that your body does, really, sweating and getting your temperature up to get rid of bacteria, so I'm not sure about that.
Well, one of the things that people may notice, garlic, onions, ginger, these are things that actually, they do produce a certain type of heat in the body, but it's a positive heat. If you study any Asian medicine, there's things that, people start to understand about what different things do to your body, but it's a good positive heat, for, whatever's going on with you. But anyway, I digress. I didn't mean to be rude. I just wanted to not forget that.
That's all right. But yeah, it can. I'm noticing, it can help my stomach, and it just helps with my digestive system, and just makes me feel better. It's when I'm drinking it, when you're having, digesting something or taking something, and you got a feeling, this is good for me, this is benefiting me, because it's just nice to have something. You have a crave just having something fresh, or something natural. It's one of those things that sometimes I found, if I haven't eaten so well for a couple of days, I get a really bad urge to get some fresh fruit inside
right.
As quick as possible. I think that's probably our system's mechanism way of saying, right, okay, you've had enough of that. You need some vitamin
right.
C in you. Something I do as well, if I feel like I'm coming down with something, like last week I wasn't feeling too good, what I do is I've got some So I take multivitamins in the morning. But at the back of the cupboard, I've got these this vitamin C, which is like, they're quite big, you know, quite a lot. I think it's like well over your recommended daily allowance, which I originally thought was a bad thing from what I read. So I left it at the back of the cupboard. But now it's been conflicting stories, and it doesn't matter too much, you know, if you have more than your recommended daily allowance. But so what I do, I feel like I'm coming down with something. My body needs some extra vitamin C to fight anything that's bringing me down. So I take some of that, get an early night. And I also either have a ginger tea or some Pau D'Arco as well. Now, the Pau D'Arco is the bark. What happened? There was some people out in, like the rainforest, and they came across this tree that they noticed was different from the others because it was the only one that seemed to be free of fungi, and with things like candida and cancer, is supposed to be derived from a fungus. So this can be used to improve illnesses. You can have a look on the website, like powdarco.org, and it's got different things. It says it's, you know, it can help diabetes and bacteria, viruses. I'm sure you'll be able to find some testimonials, but I specifically bought it because I had some problems with candida. And so I have some of that when I'm getting ill. I just feel like it's something I've got to do. And
right.
I think it improved the candida. I mean, I didn't have really bad candida, but there was certain fungus, and probably like if I, you know, had something with mushrooms or something like that, my face would swell up a little bit, or I get bad skin, or, you know, and a bad stomach ache. But I think it helped improve my symptoms a bit. So I don't have it as much now. But one of the things that I found, which I haven't read about, is when I had it, when I drank this Pau D'Arco tea, it helped. It made me feel better spiritually, and my aura felt better. I'm not sure why that is, and I don't know whether anybody else has experienced that, because I've not seen it. But it just felt like I was more balanced after drinking it.
Right.
What I am using at the moment, which I've mentioned a couple of times, is this Zappa, which is, hold on, I had it on me, tucked in my sock there.
But where's your sock?
It is on the end of my leg. What are you laughing at?
Nothing.
We go to World Without Parasites website. It's got information. I'm not connected to the website, just in case you're trying to think. I'm trying to sell products on that. But there's something called the Zapper, Parasite Zapper, which a couple of people, there's Dr. Hulda Clark, who's designed one, and there's Don Croft as well. But there's a lot of people out there who's made them, and they send like electrical current through the body. I won't go into too many details of the way it works, but it's the one I've got is a mini zapper, and it's a black box with two copper coins on it. And once you put it on your leg or against your body, it completes the circuit and helps the low currents run through your body. And what it's supposed to do is to get rid of parasites from the body and help with all kinds of ailments. And there's a lot of testimonials on there, which are really interesting. If you put in Zappa testimonials, you can see it's helped people with candida and a lot of things. And I've been using this for a few weeks now. Actually, it must be about a month on and off. I mean, you can wear this 24/7 if you want, but you've got to put it somewhere where there's a thick skin, because what I've noticed is if you do get a bit sweaty or something, it does start to sting a bit. And if it does, you just got to move it somewhere else. But you can't leave it, like, say, on the bottom of your foot in a sock, during night time. I've not got around to doing that yet, but what I normally do is put it on for a couple of hours a day. One, I've seen a couple of benefits. One is the fact that my eyesight has improved a bit because it seemed to be blurry at a distance. You know, things further away seemed to be, and I think that may have had something to do with, you know, excessive yeast and then the system with the candida.
Right.
It has improved a bit. And I had some other unusual side effects, which something seemed to be clearing out of my system. I won't go into details about that, but it seemed like something was flushed out of my system. And I've got more energy. It's given me more energy. So if you want to have a look at that, just have a look on the internet, Zapper, or Parasite Zapper. I said there are a couple of different models out there, or you can actually make them yourself. A lot of interesting testimonials, and you know, it might be worth looking into, because this is one of the things that I've experienced firsthand, so I can actually tell you that something is beneficial from this. Then again, it could be the placebo effect, and I might be just healing myself naturally through the power of my mind, but I do believe it is.
It's all connected, right?
Yeah.
It's all connected. It is. I was just reading some stuff about, you know, the foods that make you feel good. And I know that a lot of people have milk issues, but this article I'm reading is talking about milk or foods that are rich in calcium to help you boost your spirits. And people that suffer from depression are told to take calcium and also vitamin D, which they can get in a couple of glasses of milk a day because it's a natural mood booster.
Right.
So if anybody has milk issues, like a lot of people honestly do, there's sunshine because you can get your vitamin D from the sun. There's also a lot of leafy green vegetables like kale that have the vitamin D and you know, the calcium and all that kind of stuff in it. Plus dark leafy green foods like spinach and kale and greens and stuff like that are also good because of the iron to boost your moods as well. So, I mean, these are really good, you know, foods to help you with, with several different things, not to mention the fiber, because if you're regular, it's going to keep you in a pretty decent mood too.
Well, I need to do some more investigation into drinking cow's milk, because from what I've heard on the grapevine, it might not be quite as good for us as it's been made out, because we're the only, well, one of the very few animals that drinks other animals' milk, and it's
right.
Not specifically designed for our systems. It's for calves, and, you know. So I'll have a look into that maybe for the next show and
talk about milk.
See what facts I can come up with about it. But that is interesting. But I mean, there is a lot of people who do have intolerances with milk, isn't there? So I mean, that could be why. I mean,
I have a lactose intolerance. I can do cheese, and I can do ice cream. I can, if I have to have milk, I can do like sweet acidophilus. It's milk that has acidophilus added to it.
It's like some sort of elephant.
Sweet acidophilus, the greatest elephant on earth.
That's it.
I remember a while back when I was working at Wild Oats, there was a big deal. The dairy council was having problems with soy and rice and nut milks. They were having problems with them calling themselves milks. And so, I mean, I think they were calling, I think some places were calling their drinks like soy drink, or, you know, which of course doesn't make it sound as nutritious as it does with milk behind it.
A lot of soy in things we wouldn't have thought was necessary.
Well,
that's,
I mean,
only about the last week, week or so, that I realized it's like, why is there soy in this?
Yeah, there's a lot of soy put into things. There's you know, it's added as a filler, I believe. Something it stretches stuff out. And plus, there's so many soy farmers, and you can't always trust your soy. I mean, you can't always trust any of your food, right? But you just have to get as organic as possible.
Well,
you know,
you gotta stay away from genetically modified, which I don't know whether that was a Proposition 37, I think, where, you know, it's supposed to, you know, allow supermarkets to sell food without stating that the food's genetically modified. But we want to know if it's genetically modified, because I don't want any of that. I suppose it's difficult to know exactly where your food is coming from or whether it's 100% natural, because
right.
I think so. I'll get myself a load of fresh vegetables and some meat, fresh meat from the supermarket. You know, you don't know what if, you know, there's been pesticides used on the vegetables, and you don't know whether the animals have been fed genetically modified crap.
I mean, you just have to buy, I mean, you know, as whenever possible, you just have to buy as local as you possibly can to where you are, and still you may not even necessarily know.
You'd have to go down to the farm and say, okay, I need you to...
I want to know what this chicken's name is, and
yeah.
I want to know exactly where it was born. And
where does he go at night?
Where does he go at night? and you could bring out a certified letter whenever you go to a restaurant. They could say, the chicken you'll be eating, her name was Sally.
Yeah. She had three children. Talking about milky things and stuff, there was a time where I was having the whey protein to build muscle, and I think it did work. You know, I did see improvements, but it started to give me bad skin, and I think because it's a byproduct of the cheese making process, it could be affecting, you know, candida problem.
Well, you know, I started noticing my candida issues, you know, years ago when I had my daughter. I started noticing I had, I loved painting my nails. I loved getting my nails done and having them painted and makeup, and just, I was just, you know, just loved all the glamour and all that stuff. Well, my nails, whenever I would paint them, they would turn white, and then they would separate from the bed, and I had to have, they were falling off, and so I had to have them removed. And at first, I thought it was the nail polish, but as it turns out, it was actually just, it's just the way that yeast was manifesting itself in my body. I don't really have issues with having traditional yeast infection. But what they were doing was my nail bed was getting all funky. It was affecting, you know, my nails and my skin, but not my toenails, just my fingernails. Kind of funky. So, but after just getting into a really good garlic regimen with yogurt and apples and just, you know, water and all that kind of stuff, I still don't paint my nails. But, I mean, I noticed that things are different. There's a lot of issues that I've had that are cleared up. And even the allergy that I was talking about, the allergy that I had, or the reaction I was having to pine trees, pine oil, you know, that sort of thing. I still don't surround myself with those things as much, but I noticed that when I am around them, I don't react as much. And there's some things that, when I started eliminating lots of bread and other stuff like that, stuff that's very yeasty or that can create a lot of yeast, there's some allergies that I have that have completely gone away. You know, when you limit yourself to certain things, I mean, you can have foods that you enjoy every now and again, but they just need to be a treat and just, you know.
Well, one of the signs I can tell that mine's improved a bit is that it could be from drinking the Powdarco. It could even be from the Zappa. But I think it's been this year. It's one of the things I didn't really notice straight away but because it gradually happened. But the fact that I don't get as bunged up all of a sudden, you know, with the sinuses, and I used to, you know, my nose started
right.
to drip and stuff like that. If I'd had something like a beer or something, you know, my nose would be running. And but it has improved. So I haven't had talking about the whey protein, I've not had it for a long time. It's probably been well over a year, maybe even two now. I did try a few different types, but if somebody, you know, is thinking about having the whey protein, what I had was the BSN Synthesis 6, which is used by the UFC. The reason I used that is because it didn't have any additives in it. It actually says on it, on the side, in a label, big yellow label or something, no aspartame. What's that telling you? The people at the UFC know that aspartame is bad for you. And it tastes really good as well. But because of the fact that it affected my skin, I stopped it. So I was looking at hemp protein. I was thinking about trying that because that's supposed to be good for you. And not just for, you know, the protein. So what I've done, I've just put more protein into my diet. Like I've been having like omelets and beans, and I've been having cottage cheese. I'd like a baked potato with beans tonight, with a big dollops of cottage cheese next to it because of the high protein content. And it's not necessarily, doesn't affect candida too badly because it's more of a fresh cheese, and it's more the aged ones that affect the candida more. So I'm ingesting more protein, more naturally, instead of trying to, you know, take a supplement or a shake for it. What I have been doing is I've been having a very American thing. Can you guess what it is? You know, might have on a sandwich.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah, that's right.
You're eating the peanut butter?
Yeah, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Well, I'm actually having them on crackers. Like two Ryvita things, or like long crackery things.
Right.
I don't like what's it called? Peanut butter. Because I had some, I tried some earlier in the year out of the tub, and I was like, oh, this is way too strong. It's just, you know, I gave it to my mum and dad. So I thought, well, I'll try it with, you know, like, well, what we call jam on it.
Right.
And it's really good.
I told you it was good. Why are you trying to hate?
Because I'm trying to take all the glory and make out it was my idea. But the reason I've been having that, I decided, I mean, I don't really like cottage cheese.
I love
cottage cheese. But I know that I'm having it because it's got the protein in it, and with it's mixed with other stuff, it's not so bad.
Next,
and that's
you're going to be having
the,
avocado.
I don't think so.
Yeah,
and that's
will.
Why... I've been having the peanut butter spread because of the high protein content. So I'm just
right.
trying to push these things. That I haven't pushed aside my, I don't like these things, pushing that to a side and just trying to eat them for the fact, you know, it's got protein in it. And it turns out when it's with other things,
it's good.
Actually, it's just quite good. So,
what about, have you been eating the Nutella, or is it already all gone?
No, I had to put that out because it had gone a bit funny.
Oh.
On the top, and I don't know if that works. It's more chocolatey, isn't it? And probably, is it high in calories?
Well, it is.
Peanut
but,
butter
but,
probably is as well. But no, I try not to. See, I'm not really a sweet tooth kind of person. I'd rather have something savory, like
right.
peanut butter and jelly.
I'm glad that you like the peanut butter.
But those bars that you had, you know, I quite like them. They were nice.
Bars, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm having that now. I'm just saying, well, you know, well, the probably not in a vain way, but important thing to me is being fit and, you know, I want to be as healthy, well, as fit as I've ever been, you know, because
right.
there's always areas of improvement without doing it in an obsessed way. So... choosing the right foods, the right supplements, I think we can all become healthier. One of the ways that I lost a bit of weight was just, the simplest way was just cutting down my portion sizes. That's as simple as it was. You'll have to exercise eventually, but just cutting down your portion sizes for a start, the weight starts to drop off you.
Well, you being a man are going to be able to lose weight.
I'm a man.
Are going to be able to lose weight, you know, differently than a woman. But, yeah, you eat very big meals.
Do I?
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, since you've cut your portions, I know, yeah. But, yeah, you're a good eater. You're a good person to cook for. Well, it's about time for us to do our meditation. So let's do our meditation, and when we get back, hopefully we'll have some good callers, people that want to share some awesome things. But we're going to do a meditation, and this one is actually one of our most requested meditations. It's about forgiveness. So everyone, just get yourselves nice and comfortable. If you have any candles close to you, light yourself a nice light-colored candle. And this is a meditation that I think that all of us need at some point, and it's one that is about forgiveness. You ready?
Yeah, just close your eyes, open your minds and your hearts and your wallets. And,
to let the mobs out.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
All right, we'll be back.
Welcome to the second installment of Transcending Videos. During this video, we'll be talking about forgiveness, and you will be taking part in a meditation on forgiveness. But first, some words from Psychic Noonan.
One of the most important factors in the mathematics of inner peace is forgiveness. One of the first steps to forgiving the ones who have betrayed us is to forgive ourselves. In relationships, there will be times that we hurt each other. And in breakups, all these things come to surface. Remember, forgiveness isn't telling that person what he's done is okay. It's saying, I can't have this happening to me every day. I must remove this from my life. Acknowledging responsibility of our own actions is the first step to truly releasing resentment. I often speak to people who have been so devastated by betrayal that they are infuriated because their exes are living well. There are some things that we do that we think we're doing for the better or for the good, but actually keep us drowning in our problems. Legal issues force us to retain bitterness. Also, we are a society that's based in creation of content. Social networking systems allow us to retain bitterness by making cyber research just a finger tap away. Detach from the computer for a while after a breakup so you aren't being bombarded with information which can be potentially harmful. Distance yourself from mutual friendships. It's time to rediscover what you really enjoy doing and what you really enjoy eating. Many of us become so engrossed in our mates' lives, we forget about simple personal preferences. Return to you. You can ask for forgiveness of others, but in the end, the real forgiveness is in yourself.
Now, let's take a few moments for meditation and to relax. I'd like you to get yourself a yellow candle, as yellow helps us with mental exercise. If you don't have a yellow candle to hand, then you can use a white one. So light your candle. Just take a moment to concentrate on your breathing. Clear your mind. Close your eyes. Just relax your thoughts and your mind as we begin this forgiveness meditation. With forgiveness, we must firstly forgive ourselves. Forgiveness that may be weighing us down. And as we cut those weights off, we can transcend and move on with our lives. I want you to forgive yourself for letting yourself be treated the way you have been. Forgive yourself for the things that are weighing you down. There is no need for you to hold on to them now. You may forgive yourself for the person you used to be and feel enlightened by the person you are now. As you go through the process of forgiving, breathe it out. Breathe it out into the universe and watch it dissipate. Flow away and breathe in that universal energy. And as we forgive ourselves in areas of our life, past and present, we feel ourselves transcending, feeling lighter. The air seems clearer. Don't let that which cannot be changed weigh you down anymore. Once we start to forgive ourselves, then we can start to forgive others for their actions. But for now, concentrate on forgiving you. This may take some time to truly forgive yourself. It may take days. It may take a bit longer than that. But once you can truly forgive yourself, you will feel better. So sever those ties to the past that are no longer needed. Things that weigh on your mind. Now is the time for you to move on. Do not take control of our lives, then someone else will. Maybe this has happened in the past. This is what we need to forgive. But learn at the same time. Sometimes forgiveness isn't easy.
We're back. I hope everybody is feeling nice and peaceful and relaxed. How are you feeling?
All right, thanks, yeah. I was just thinking, you know, I need to have a word with the sound engineer to, you know, get a Christmas jingle sorted out. You know,
yeah, we do.
Intro.
Yep. Let's see if he can do that. I'll talk to him about that later. You know, I think we have a caller in the queue. So let's hope that all this noise doesn't drive me crazy. I've taken a happy camper.
That's like Valium mixed with speed, right?
Happy camper is a natural. It's an herbal.
Natural suppository.
You and suppositories, why are you kidding? You must be trying to tell me that I'm full of something. But anyway, let's take the caller at 205-205. This is Nunu and Bill. How can we help you today?
Yes, I was recently gone through a broken relationship, and I wanted to see if you see us getting back together.
Hold on just a moment. Okay, what's your name?
Robbie.
Your name is Robbie. And Robbie, mm-hmm. What is your ex's name?
Jim.
His name is Jim. Okay. Hold on just a moment. Okay, I do actually see that you guys will get back together again, and I'm actually hearing Jim say that he still cares about you. He just needed to push away from the table. Mm-hmm. He didn't use those exact words. He said he needed a break. But mm-hmm. But let's just kind of you know, take a peek at you know, when this is, will be happening, and hold on just a moment, okay, Robbie? Okay.
Okay.
All right, let's see. I'm going to ask you a question just for the sake of timing.
Mm-hmm.
But when I go backwards, it looks like you guys split off pretty recently. The last week of November, but you said it's the first. Hold on, let me get my calendar up so I can look at something. But
the actual date was October 28th. There was some communication after that, but not much.
Okay. All right. So what I am is, if I go back one step, so we're looking at a whole month, and if I take you back some weeks, okay, and it looks like, hold on just a moment. So we're looking at, okay, I'm going back 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
In November, that is. And then, hold on just a moment, there we go. It actually looks like you guys didn't even really necessarily have to split up. It kind of looks like you kind of were going around and around and around with stuff, and then you needed to just push away. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I see you guys getting back together again, but it looks like it's probably going to be in the month of January, okay? All this month is basically rebellion. Anything you try to do to push forward, it's going to push back. So I would just leave them alone. And here, it looks like it's around, like, after New Year's, around the second week or so, he's feeling the loss, and he reaches out to you by himself. And what our guys are saying to you is that he'll just really want to see how you're doing. And it looks like you guys are just really have a meeting of minds, just like a really good conversation about what's been going on. And that's your bridge. That's the only bridge. Just give him a break. let him come back to see how you're doing, and then that's how you guys reconnect.
Okay.
Okay. So it doesn't look like it's over, Robbie. It looked like Jim just really needed to, you know, just kind of be by himself for a little bit. Okay?
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much. That's encouraging.
Good, good. And have a good one. Okay? Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening.
God bless you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
What do you think?
Of
just like, just what are you thinking?
Oh. Well, there was something I wanted to talk about. You caught me off guard there. I don't know where I was. Oh, that was it. I was talking about the Pau Dark OT earlier, and I thought it's probably best to give the spelling in case anybody wanted to look for that. And that's PauDarco. If anybody wants to look up that Pau Darko tree, which has quite a few benefits to it. We're going to make sure it's from a certain bark, though. You'll have to check that. It's the scientific name, so you have to check that out. It's something like... Oh, here it is. I don't even know if I should attempt saying this without making myself look like a fool.
What is it?
Tababua Avalanade, or Tababua impetiginosa.
It's a different. It's a different tree, right?
Yeah, you've got to. It's got to be from a certain type of Pau Darko tree. You know, what?
Nothing. I'm just can't even remember any of the stuff that you just said.
Very good.
Pabaduba.
Just search for Pau Darko and figure it out yourselves.
Well, is there a brand that you would suggest? How about that? Just a brand?
Well, I get mine from Rio Health.
And there you go. That's pretty much what...
So it should have the name of it on there anyway, at least if it's not, you know, available to order into your country, it should have the proper name on it there.
All right. Sounds good. We have another caller, so let's take it.
All right.
301, this is Nunu and Bill. How can we help you today?
Hello?
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
So I've been texting this guy. I've met him over the internet, and pretty much been trying to get to know him, but it feels like filling teeth. Trying to communicate with him, but he says that he's interested and he wants to get to know me, but it's just, I don't know if he's being honest about that or what. He says he's interested, but I keep getting one word text. So
he's not really encouraging you too much, is he?
You say he's not really what?
I said he's not. It doesn't sound like he's really encouraging you too much, is he?
No.
Yeah. Sweetheart, what is your name or what do you go by? And what is his name or what does he go by?
My name's Amanda, and I just go by Amanda. His name is Christopher. He goes by Chris, I believe.
Okay. All right. So what we want to do is we want to see if... we follow his lead. When you guys will meet, I think that's probably going to be the best way to attack this, okay? We're going to see when you guys meet. And remember, you just relax, take some nice, good, deep breaths, and hold on just a moment, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You hear all that banging?
Yeah. It was funny how the other week I said, you know, did you hear that banging then? When there wasn't any banging.
And now there's tons and tons of banging. Okay, let's see. What is going on with our friend Chris? Oh, boy. And, you guys have been talking for have you guys been talking for over a week, or has it been longer?
No, it's been about a week, yeah.
Okay. So basically what we're looking at is day by day stuff. So there's a point here where it looks like he just stops talking. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then it looks like what I'm seeing here is it does look like you guys will speak again maybe 4 or 5 days later. And then what I'm kind of concerned about, dear, is in your timeline there is some stuff built in here that our guides are kind of saying that if you start doing certain things, it may push it off and push it off and push it off. There's something that it looks like you may do, and I don't want to get too personal. And just hear me out before you say I'm never going to do that. Okay. But it looks like you may actually start sending sexy messages or sexy pictures. There's something sexy going on here. And when that happens, it looks like this actually, where you think this may kind of encourage him to meet you, it's almost as if it makes him want to meet you, but it doesn't make him want to do it any faster, if that makes any sense. It's like it stretches it and stretches it and stretches it out, because it's like you guys become phone buddies. So if you cannot do this, I actually see where you might, and I'm saying might just because he is so wishy-washy, okay? I could see you guys meeting each other in about 10 days, face-to-face for real, okay? But if you bend to his request, And this becomes something else, then it could end up pushing it off and pushing it off and pushing it off. I'm going to tell you something, though, dear. I don't ever want anybody to feel like they have no control of a situation, and I never want anyone to feel like that you're walking down a hall with no doors, but I just don't like him too much. I'm just telling you straight up, because I can see where you could end up meeting him, and he's just, really, just he's very elusive. He says one thing and does another. I just don't really think that he's really a good guy for what it is you're looking for. But I encourage you to do this just so you can see for yourself. Okay?
Right.
I hope that makes sense. And, you know, remember, reading's not supposed to leave you feeling, you know, jarred and hurt or anything like that, but enlightened. And so, you know, you've got a lot of great qualities here. You're really eager to share. You're a lover. You really are a lover. You want to share that. And he is playing. So just think about that and just see, you know, just see what ends up happening. Okay, dear?
Okay.
All right, love. Bill, is there anything you wanted to add?
No, just all the best. Hope things work out for you the way you want them to. And thanks for your call.
And thank you for listening, Amanda.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, dear. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Excuse me. What's coughing and banging going on?
I know. I'm serious. If I hadn't have taken this happy camper, I probably would be...
Welcome to Noisy Earth.
No, it's just, you know, get me pissed up, you know. I don't know. Maybe I was shell shocked in a.
Well, we all get, you know. It's, I think, something I found, you know, an event can happen in a day and it can make us really stressed out. But I think what can make it worse if there's lots of little things throughout the day. I think that can build up and make you feel discombobulated.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Let's take a break. We do have another caller. We have a caller at 858, but we're going to take a break because I need to relax and kind of breathe for just a little bit. And we'll come back. We're going to have another sharing, and then we'll take another caller. So this is Broken Earth. If anybody wants to call us, the number is 347-215-8421. Our topic today is about natural living, things like that. So give us a call if you want to share. We'll be back.
Thank you. Hello, my name is Marissa from Power of You. Love, money, hope, security. Contact me for personalized spell packets. I'm a practitioner of Enlightened Down Home Conjure. Just email us at powerofyoupracticalmagic@gmail.com. Again, powerofyoupracticalmagic@gmail.com.
Hello, welcome back to Broken Earth. We are live right now. What's going on, Nunu?
What's going on with me?
What's all that ruckus?
It's a ruckus among us. Well, you said there's a chat room message. Can you read it to me?
Nunu. Sorry. That was a long pause. There is a comma there. Do you use tarot cards to give your readings? And are you an empath? Because I kind of tell that you might be. And do you do mediumship work?
Well, thank you for your question, and I'm sorry that I can't read it. I can't read.
She's illiterate.
No, I'm not. Everybody's messages look like just symbols for some reason, and I don't understand why. But anyway, I do use tarot cards. I'm a natural card reader. I've been reading cards since I was a kid, just, you know, by pictures. I am an empath. And as I work with our guides, actually, so if there is anything to talk to on the other side, I get messages from our guides, and that's how I communicate with you know, anyone who may be lingering, or just even remnants of us that may be left behind that need to be shared. So that's to answer your question. And I hear things. I don't hear things like the noise you hear right here, but I do. If I ask my guides a question, they respond. But I don't hear them like I hear a voice. So anyway, I hope that's a good answer.
Yes, good answer.
Thank you. We do have a caller, but before we get the caller, we do want to give a couple of announcements. Remember to add us, or like us, rather. I always say add, but remember to like us on Facebook. You can like Broken Earth Radio Show. You can like Psychic Nunu. You can like both. But regardless, when we get a certain amount of fans, I can't even remember how many it is. We are going
5,000, 10,000.
I don't think it's that many. But when we do get a certain amount of fans that Bill chose, we are going to have a 30-minute reading drawing for someone to get their own reading, you know. So it's really going to help somebody out. It's half an hour. It's really going to help somebody out at some point. Somebody else has left a message. Can you read that?
Yes, the lady again. She was saying yes, and I think your listeners appreciate knowing your skills, so thank you.
Oh, thank you very much, Lillian. Thank you very much.
You can also drop me an email at BillDoyleLive.com. And there was something else I was going to say, but I'll pretend that I'm keeping it secret rather than I forgot it, what it was.
You're so cruel to us.
I know.
You're hogging your thoughts to yourself. You're not sharing. But yes, today's topic is about natural living, traditional medicine. You know, of course, we are open to spiritual or even supernatural conversation, like always. And let's take this call. Caller at 858. This is Nunu and Bill. How can we help you?
Oh, hello, Nunu. Very nice to talk to you. Thank you for taking my phone call.
Thank you very much. Well, how can, is there something you wanted to share today, or how could we help you?
Well, I had a question, if I can ask you.
Mm-hmm.
There is a gentleman. I've known him for a while, and for some reason, he is not communicating with me for the last 2 or 3 months, something like that. We've been friends for a long time. So my question, like a two-part question, do you see that this communication will continue and friendship will continue, and maybe at any time frame when this will happen?
Sure. What is your name, or what do you go by, and what is your friend's name?
Well, my friend's name is Bob, and I go by the name Roxanne.
Okay. All right. Well, Roxanne, let's see. Basically, we want to see when you'll be hearing from Bob, and we want to see, kind of get a glimpse into if your friendship really does linger, or, you know, if it continues. And also, we're trying to see what he's been doing, okay? What's got him, pulled away. Hold on just a moment. Okay, and this is when he starts to open up. Okay, all right. So, basically, there's something that's going on with him. It looks like he's in a relationship.
Yes, probably I would say it could be, but still he was in the relationship when we talked to him previously.
Right.
And I know that, so it didn't prevent him to be friends with me, honestly, so kind of strange.
Well, right now, hold on just a moment, it says that, says that he was having meeting of minds and connections with Roxanne, and then he started to, he turned into the Hanged Man. And honestly, the Hanged Man represents somebody who's in thought, somebody who's in meditation and prayer. I'm not telling you that he's necessarily gone extremely spiritual on you and stopped talking, but, it really does look like that he has just sort of, when I go backwards from the place of when he shut off, dear, what our guides are saying to you is that his responsibilities, that's why I said it's his relationship. Says his responsibilities that he's been trying to assume for this are something that has made him disconnect. So, if by chance, she was feeling threatened by your friendship, or it was just becoming too much for him to foster your friendship as well as a relationship, this has got him hung here. He's hanging here. Now, I do see you guys communicating again. Now, where you are right now, it basically says no seeking. Then when we get up to the next month, it says that his cups are upside down. But because he's right next to that card is another long pause, it looks like you may hear from him very briefly. And it's probably going to be through a written communication of some sort, text, email, something. If he does not usually communicate with you that way, it could just be that the way he's acting is, just telling you what's been going on, and then he shuts off again. Eventually, it does look like you guys talk again for two phases, like maybe a couple of months, and then it looks like he shuts off again. So basically, it kind of looks like you guys have gotten to a place where he does communicate with you randomly, but he still has long stretches of no communication. But it doesn't look like he's gone forever. It just looks like he's going to start doing this, catch up, sharing, and then, you guys are back to your own lives. So.
Because, that's what kind of, you're absolutely right. He mostly writes to me letters or emails, and he likes to write, and we share a lot of things when we write to each other, but sometimes we talk on the phone. Mm-hmm. But why the person would just show up once in a while to send a quick email and then disappear again. It doesn't make any sense. What is his intention? So he just doesn't want me to respond and communicate with him. Maybe that's his way of saying, please, I'm not interested to talk to you. I'm trying to understand. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, we don't ever want to generalize about why anyone does what they do, okay, because everybody does different things. You know, we, if you imagine that our relationship is a cake, there's different ingredients to make different cakes. But the issues that are here, one of the issues represents, it's a card that can represent distance, physical distance. It can even represent mental and emotional distance. But what this card really represents is somebody who does not have a clear vision of the future. And the other issue is just basically somebody who's not seeking, who's not looking, who's not reaching out. So when you put these two things together, one of the things that he may be having an issue with your friendship is, why are we perpetuating this friendship if it's just going to be this? Now, I realize that, you know, that starts to breach upon a whole different conversation. But for the most part, what I intuit and what I see is that he's cut this off now because he just doesn't understand. He's kind of like, why are we even doing this? And then when he gets to a place where he does want to talk to you, he does want to share, he does want to catch up, he wants to, you know, he does care about you, he does. He reaches out again, but then he shuts off again. So remember, too, every situation is different, but when we work with couples, we do have to remember that it is not really conducive to the relationship you live in if you carry on another relationship on the side. But remember, that is no judgment call on my part. It's just that there's something going on with him that he's trying to put all his energy into one thing because the other may have been, you know, it was not necessarily, you know, feeding the relationship he's trying to exist in. So just, you know, think about that. Remember, it's not a judgment call. It's just where he's come in the situation. But you do hear from him again. I totally see it. But it does look like it's sparse. It's not as regular as it had been.
Mm. Yeah, it does make sense. I fully understand what you mean. But so, in other words, you're trying to say that he's not that much interested in further communicating with me. Because I wouldn't mind to meet for a cup of coffee over the holidays and chat and catch up together. I didn't feel he wanted to do this. Like when we talked last time, I mentioned he closed up. Like, he was not even open to sit down and have a cup of coffee, you know what I mean? So I felt that the person probably was not even interested to be friends.
Right. And, you know, it is a painful thing. It's a painful thing to be close with someone and they don't even want to see you, you know? So if you know, with that being part of it, just think about, you know, what are you getting from it? You know, this is one of those times when you've got to sit down and be your own hanged man. You know, you've got to meditate on it yourself. And you know, what are you getting from this? Because, you know, if you know, listening to his life and sharing your life, those are big things. Honestly, those are big things. But if he just needs a pen pal and if you need more than that, then that's something to really, really think about. Something to think about.
That card, you mentioned hangman. What is the meaning of the card, hangman?
Well, it depends on where it falls out in your spread, but the hanged man is a man in tarot lore, was a guy that had everything. And so he decided one day that he was just going to go tie a rope around his leg and hang himself upside down from a tree because he just wanted to see what people would do. He just wanted to just do that. You know what I mean? And when we pull it forward into a reading, it can represent somebody who's meditating, somebody who's thinking about things, somebody who is, and remember, it depends on if it's upside down or right side up, because if the card is upside down, you see a man who on the picture is hanging upside down, except he actually is right side up. which means that he looks like he's doing something that he's not doing. You know what I mean? So, like I said,
yeah.
It depends on how it falls out. But in your situation, it means that there's other things that he's focusing on, or there's just things that he's thinking about, things he's focusing on. He's trying to put his energy into something, but he's still not doing much of anything. He's still kind of inactive. But he does have responsibilities that he's got to think about. I mean, I'm just seeing that your friendship for him was deep. The friendship for you was deep, except it wasn't productive to the life he was actually trying to walk. So there's something about this that he needed to pull away from for a bit.
Okay. So you think that the next month he will get back into contact, so at least we will catch up?
Yeah, it looks like you'll hear from him and he'll share a lot, and then he just cuts off again. And then he comes back around again a few months later and he shares again. So like I said, though, if you want more than a pen pal, you just got to really think about that. Bill, is there anything you wanted to add?
No, I think you covered most of it there. Just I wish you the best of luck.
Yeah, it's okay. You know, sometimes, you know, well, friend is a friend. Then if that's his choice, it's okay with me. Like, you
right.
don't want to lose friend completely and say, oh, no, I'm not going to write you anything. I'm not going to reply to your cards or something. Well, it's okay. So I hope that maybe around Christmas he would show up, so at least I will say Merry Christmas to him. It
right.
Look
right.
Okay.
Well, Roxanne, it's been so sweet to meet you, and thank you very much for listening.
Thank you so
and
much.
And we wish you the best.
Thank
okay,
you, and sure. Happy holidays to you. I was looking for your website. You seem to be such an interesting and professional reader. You only have the Twitter, because I don't have Facebook and I don't have a Twitter profile.
Okay, well, we do have a page on Facebook. I work for a site. I can't mention the site on the air.
okay, not a problem.
But if you do want to get in touch with us, you can write. If you want to join Facebook, you can. But I understand if you don't want to, honestly. But you can get in touch with me through BillDoyle@live.com.
Excuse me, I couldn't hear clear enough. I could hear only live.com. What was before that?
Bill, B-I-L-L, Doyle, D-O-Y-L-E, @live.com.
Oh, is your name Bill Doyle?
Right, @live.com, correct.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thank you again, both. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, Roxanne.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Well, this has been a nice, relaxing show, even though I've felt tense.
That'll be that happy camper.
It is the happy camper. It's the happy camper. We have about 11 minutes left, and we know we do need to have the last few minutes for the Desiderata.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I think on the next week's show, I'm going to need to find some more information out. Well, my sister saw a UFO a few days ago, so I've heard the brief description of what went on, but I need to speak directly to her and find out what went on there. I think next week as well, we might even talk about peripheral vision sightings, you know, unusual things in peripheral vision, because I've got a few things to share there. So I might have a topic to cover all those kind of things, but
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, somebody has sent me a message in here saying, wanting to know how I learned the cards, just by intuition with the pictures on the cards, or was there a book? And honestly, when I started reading cards, I was reading playing cards when I was watching people playing cards, and I was reading the cards because of what they looked like, and I was telling their secret. And so that's actually how I started reading cards, period. But as far as tarot, I taught myself how to read the tarot cards. Honestly, I sat down with a book and just kind of looked at the interpretations, and I was like, oh, I'll never learn these. This is dumb. I'm being sarcastic when I say that. But what I honestly did was I took cards that really meant something to me. I took out you know, cards that said something to me, my favorite cards. You know, I liked cards that represented winning people over. I liked cards that represented, you know, who I felt like I wanted to be. And I just really, you know, kind of meditated with those cards for a while. And then slowly over, you know, a few weeks or whatever, because I was just doing something that I felt, I was just feeling, you know, how could I learn these cards? And I just basically learned about 13 cards. And then when I started reading the cards for people, I was reading them for some of my little buddies, you know, some of my friends at lunchtime or whatever. And I started learning the cards because I knew what 13 cards meant to me. And that's how I started being able to also read in the cards what people were going through, the issues that they had, because I was relating to what the cards meant to me. So when I teach people how to read cards, I literally tell them, you know, put the book away, let's just look at these cards. And then when you're actually giving readings, give short 3-card readings, 2-card readings or whatever. And if you need to add another card, add it. But what you start to realize is that when you spread the cards out, they literally are telling a story. They're sentences, they're paragraphs, they're statements. So, but if anybody wants to learn, you know, remember, just get in touch with me through Facebook or on, you know, through Bill Doyle at live.com or whatever, and we can sit back and study and I can teach you how to do some things together. But what it really boils down to is you don't want to just crack open cards and be like a fortune teller or a fortune cookie, rather. You really want to feel what these cards are saying and feel where they're going, and it's completely possible. It's completely possible to do. You know, I've taught Bill how to read cards a little bit, and he does pretty well. Don't you think you do okay?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I can turn on my psychic skills when I need them, but I don't know, use them as much as I could. The cards, I've been pretty accurate with the cards, but they are pretty difficult to interpret at the beginning, and I'm still learning, you know. But then again, I suppose you could just let the cards speak to you and use your own interpretations of what those cards means rather than the ones in the book. So,
and they're really handy too. They're really handy too when you have, because, like, you know, I do work for a site, and I have worked for sites for a long time. And needing to talk to, you know, different people. People are constantly calling. I mean, it's like, you know, it's sometimes it helps. Remember, the cards are just our guide. The cards are not some magic trick. There's not a monster living inside the cards that are telling you anything. The cards are messages from your guides. You're just allowing yourself to be an antenna for other people and for the messages that they can't hear for themselves or that they refuse to hear or, you know, whatever. But that's all they are. They're just, it's your guides talking to you. And when you throw the cards out, you know, there you go. And I like to have active conversations with people. Anyway, today has been a good show. If, you know, anybody wants to, you know, do any research on the stuff we've been talking about. We've talked about garlic. We've talked about ginger. We've talked a little bit about onions. We've talked about just, you know, different things that make you feel good. And if you incorporate these things into your life, just don't, when people are trying to make life changes, whether we're trying to lose weight, which I know that most of us need to do, you know, what my physical therapist always tells me to think about whatever makes me feel inflamed and don't do that anymore. Put things into your body that are not going to make you swell or that will take swelling down. Add something great or something new, you know, once a week if you want to bring spinach in or whatever. You know, every week incorporate something great into your life. Instead of thinking about stuff that you necessarily have to cut out or eliminate big time. And slowly but surely you'll start to, you'll start to get it right, because it's years and years and years and years of bad habits that we're trying to correct. We'll be back next week. The show, remember, is on 2 p.m. Central Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, and 8 p.m. UK. Bill, is there anything you wanted to say?
Yeah, just the last thing to say, if anybody's looking for an alternative sweetener to sugar, then investigate stevia. That's S-T-E-V-I-A. It's about 25 to 30 times sweeter than sugar, but far more healthy, and it's better than a lot of these other artificial sweeteners that got aspartame and other bad ingredients in it. So check that out. It comes from a leaf of a plant. So look at
and,
that. Stevia.
Yeah, you, and yeah, make sure you don't use too much. You can't use it like you use regular sugar. I remember trying to make pudding, and I don't know what I was thinking. I was just putting all this stevia inside of it, and by the time it was done, it just was awful. It actually was so bad it almost tasted like saccharin. I mean, it was just that bad. But when you it had that weird wang to it because there was so much in there.
Right.
But if you just use the right amount, it tastes just fine. It tastes really, really good. It tastes good. Well, thanks everybody for listening. We're going to close out with the Desiderata, and remember, we'll see you next time, and like us on Facebook, Broken Earth Radio Show, Psychic Nunu, and if you need anything, just send me a message, and we'll see how we can hook you up, see how we can help you out. Have a good one.
Go placidly amid the noise and the haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible, without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others, even to the dull and ignorant. They too have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexations to the spirits. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain or bitter, for always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself. Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career, however humble. It is a real possession. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself, especially do not feign affection. Neither be cynical about love, for in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is as perennial as the grass. Take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune, but do not distress yourself with dark imaginings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself. You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. And whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive Him to be, and whatever your labors and aspirations, in the noisy confusion of life, keep peace in your soul. With all its sham, drudgery, and broken dreams, it is still a beautiful world. Be cheerful. Strive to be happy.